We're back with episode 33 of Idiosyncratic Transmissions, the podcast. I'm your host, Matt the Madman Breyer. I'm bringing the eclectic straight to your ears each and every week. Independent music curated from across the internet and packaged together into a nice listening package for your pleasure. Coming up with this episode, we've got a pretty interesting mix of music, actually. We've got music coming up from These Animals, David Bronson, Ice Jupiter Groove, Jen Summers, The Baby Giant, and the inevitable Pinhole Burns. Hey, I don't know if you noticed or not, I updated the RSS feed this week to use Feedburner in preparation for an upcoming move to using Libsyn as the media hosting site for the podcast. That'll be coming up in a couple weeks, but pretty to go ahead and get the feed in place. So if you had any problems in iTunes, it should have switched over automatically. There'll be a note on the website as well. Because if you're having problems with your feed now, then you won't be able to hear this. Just resubscribe at iTunes and it should come up okay if you're having problems. But other than that, everything else appeared to have switched over just fine, which is good news. Moving into the next chapter. Not that I'm planning on explosive growth coming up. It's always a hope, and I want to be prepared just in case. So, by moving to a separate media hosting platform, will not overload the current servers. But enough of that, and on with the show. And coming up first on the show, a band that's been influenced by the likes of the Pixies, Dinosaur Jr., Weezer, Joy Division, Nirvana, Sisters of Mercy, Pink Floyd, Smashing Pumpkins, and Velvet Underground. From the United Kingdom, London four-piece The Inevitable Pinhole Burns, formed in 2010, born out of a mutual love for the alt-rock and shoegaze of the 80s and 90s. Currently, they're recording their follow-up EP, The August Disturbances, and planning a tour in the United Kingdom in September and the United States in November. Follow them on Twitter at www.twitter.com/pinholeburns. And this is one of their latest recordings, Finite Amount of Lunatics.
And pain, I drank his words like they were water.
Up next, we have Ice Jupiter Groove. Ice Jupiter Groove are an Australian ethereal rock band formed in Sydney. The band is formed by both founding members and brothers, singer-guitarist Sean Lee and singer-keyboardist James Lee, along with their nephew Elliot Lee, Billy Black on guitar, and David Earp on bass. And this is Ghost Train, and they are working on a new album. Should be coming up later this year, so check that out. There'll be a link to their website in the show notes. Here is Ice Jupiter Groove.
Winter's falling on this northern train. It cuts through the darkness of the Michigan rain. Sleepers lie in rusty rails. Ghosts lay highways from a different age.
Thank you.
Up next is a band that's been featured on the show before, from Ah Records. It is These Animals. These Animals are four wild and charming creatures from the urban jungle in the great city of New York. Their music is just as diverse as the jungle itself. Imagine dreamy guitar soundscapes crossed with the Motown dancey rhythm section. Sounds weird? Well, listen for yourself and discover a mix of dreamy pop and danceable rock that comes along with 60s-inspired harmonies, floating shoegaze, guitar textures, and toe-tapping rhythms, all sitting very comfortably next to each other. The boys met while attending art school in New York, where they studied studio production for music. The personal musical journey as a band began as songwriting projects in the early months of 2010. After a few lineup changes, These Animals came to be described as a supergroup of bands in their college circuit, hailing Greg Baldwin and Brian Crimmins from Greg Baldwin and the Ascetics, John Rick from Wildlife, and Will Watley from seemingly every band at the college. Using the elements of pop music to guide their writing process, the four New York boys simultaneously embrace and redefine their genre. In their first self-titled EP, Greg's 60s-inspired melodies float over chaotic guitars, syncopated rhythms, visceral textures, and hard-hitting rock. And this is released on Ah Records. It's a net label, and if you're not familiar with net labels, kind of filling in the gap where I guess independent labels maybe would have been in the 60s and 70s. These are generally, I won't say fan-run, but they're independently-run labels, generally on the internet, releasing electronic albums, or electronic downloads of albums, I should say. Not the genre, but the actual access to the media. Although a lot of them play electronic music too. Regardless, but they kind of run on their own budgets. They're kind of paying out of pocket themselves and hoping that you'll help support them if you like the music. And to that end, Our Records released an album. Here's a little write-up on it. It said, in September of 2011, we booked a house in Denmark and invited our artists to meet up and record some music together. As a result of this week, full of music, we proudly present a compilation of 15 songs that have been recorded during our Denmark stay. The album we offer you not only as a free download, but also a limited vinyl look CD edition that comes in a handmade digipack with two photographs and a special limited mini DVD. So check that out. It's a good way to support the label itself. And they have a lot of good acts on there. I've pulled two or three of them into the show and hope to find more more labels like them and feature them in the future. So having digressed from the band and into the label, back to the band, here is These Animals with Miles.
Down.
Up next is New Zealand's The Baby Giant. From the rainforest in New Zealand come The Baby Giant, a Kiwi collective making a kind of soundtrack music with some sweet pop hooks. You can check them out. Their website says they contain all their videos and music for download, too. All we want is your ears. Like us on Facebook, and thanks for being our friend. Also from Facebook, it says, sounding like a car crash between Neil Young and the Flaming Lips with roadside assistance from Jonathan Richman. This is a cinematic pop and folky melodious soundscapes with a countryside bent, all washed up with the desperate energy of lost youth. Confused? So are we. But the baby giant is our infant, feeding it rock and rolls, and so on and so forth. If we play, they will come. That's how they end it. So there you go. Band's interests. We like trees and bumblebees, chocolate-covered lizards, and space malls. Lionel Bart, Eric Morcombe, Jack Wild, Apples and Oranges, and thanks for being their friend yet again. So check them out on Facebook and their website. It's actually a fairly interesting setup on the website. So yeah, there'll be a link to it in the show notes. This is Baby Giant with The Other Side. Up next, we have David Bronson. David Bronson is a songwriter and producer in New York City. In the winter of 2011, he finished recording a 22-song double album entitled The Long Lost Story. The record tells of a young man's loss and of hope and identity following the death of young love and the prolonged, arduous, and life-changing journey to re-find them. Story, the second half of the double album, will be released in the spring of 2012 to be followed later by The Long Lost. David will also be performing live with a new band of old friends, also called The Long Lost. He looks forward to seeing you at a show. Get more information on that at his website. There'll be a link in the show notes. This is David Bronson with The Turns.
I said, that's exactly how I want it. So, we, although nothing could be gained, gave it everything just the same. So we grabbed on tight and held fast, just like a child. Watch the best idea so quickly turn the worst one. In those few hundred times you gave to me the whole, the full inside, a single lifetime. But then all that was just a catalyst, the means to another end. There was no way we could know what we were headed for. And the saddest part about it was to lose the best of friends. But when that dust fell down, that turn revealed the better thing that was never there before.
And now we're coming to the end of another exciting episode of Idiosyncratic Transmissions, the podcast. But before we get to the last artist, take care of some business first. Just to, you know, the usual. If you need to get in touch with me, if you're an artist looking to have your music played on the show, or a fan, that, or, you know, maybe a critic, you know, we take all kinds of email here. You can email me at mattman@idiosyncratictransmissions.com. If you go out to idiosyncratictransmissions.com and go to the contact me link at the top of the page, it shows you just about every way to get a hold of me. There's a contact form, my email address. The phone number is 502-509-1607. You can leave a voicemail, and there's a chance that your voicemail may be played on the show. You can also follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/idiosyncpod and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/idiosyncpod. Links to both of those on the website as well. Go ahead and check those out. And if you're not following on Facebook, you're missing out, and I'm probably a good, third of the stuff that I try and get out to people. I try to keep things interesting on Twitter and Facebook, not post the same thing everywhere. That way you get different things in different areas. We'll call that a little incentive program. But I do link to a lot of videos and share information from various artists that I follow on Facebook. So you'll get that there and not on the website more often than not. Having said that, we're coming to our final artist this week. It's Jen Summers, and this May singer-songwriter, Jen Summers, releases a debut of exhilarating soul pop with instantly familiar hooks and uplifting lyrics. The native New Yorker radiates an ease and warmth in the silky swagger of her rhythmic flow. She glows with an unflinching positivity, hard-fought after a nearly lifelong battle with a congenital heart disease. Jen's undergone three open-heart surgeries in 23 years, but for the last 10 years, she has been strong and healthy. Now she is ready to move on. Transformed, positive, and refreshed, she's issuing the aptly titled When Life Gives You Lemons. The balmy 10-track album jubilantly bursts forth with a head-bob groove and the warm tapestry of soul, folk, acoustic guitars. The opening track, Blue Velveteen, is a pan to a full heart and an empty pocketbook. It's the Bob Marley concept of life being full and having riches, but not having tons of material possessions, Jen explains. Her vocals on Blue Velveteen reflect this aesthetic. There's a richness but carefree gait to her singing, conveying that she has the pipes, but is tastefully keeping things breezy and rhythmic. The instrumentation is appropriately lilting, with tropical ukuleles, airy backup vocals, crystalline electric guitar work, strummy acoustic guitars, and a modern touch of refined R&B flavored beats, adding a little urban to the quaintly rustic. The sweet, silky, ukulele-centric Muki Muki evokes Don Ho and Jack Johnson with its Hawaiian meets modern surfer folk stylistic touches. Jen co-wrote the tune with upcoming songwriter Ashley Levy. Not sure there. Ashley and I were looking for a good song title as we came across Muki Muki. There was no definition for it. We just started saying, I love you, Muki Muki. Or is it Muchi Muchi? Or Muchi Muchi? I'll leave that up to you. I wrote it about my cat Joey, who I adore, Jen says, laughing. With ease and elegance and tongue planted firmly in cheek, she sings, I love you nine lives long, you know, forever. It's better together, it's true. Muki Muki, Muki Muki. I'm probably butchering that. Anyway, the album's defining moment is the single When Life Gives You Lemons, Make L-O-V-E. Not only does the title have a deeper meaning, given Jen's brave victory over congenital heart disease, but its stylistic parameters led to an artistic breakthrough for Jen. She had previously issued one album under her birth name, Jen Constantino, but felt emotionally disconnected from it. When her producer and co-conspirator, Tom Costanza, played her title track, it took her everywhere she wanted to go, to California, Hawaii, anywhere there is beautiful weather, summertime all year, and good feelings. Jen went to Killingsworth Studios in L.A. to soak up the beachy Cali vibes, and she even filmed the video for When Life Gives You Lemons, Make L-O-V-E on Malibu Beach. The track points to the way for rebirth, and to commemorate this new era, Jen took her grandmother's maiden name, Summers. Not only was the gesture a loving tribute, the name was evocative of the new music and spirit she set out to pursue. Jen first had open heart surgery at the tender age of 3 months. She ended up having 4 surgeries total and countless emergency hospital visits to have her heart shocked back into proper and healthy rhythm. Her last surgery, battery replacement for her pacemaker, was in 2009, and 3 weeks later she sang the national anthem at Keystone Park for Cyclone Game in support of the American Heart Association. In 2011, she sang the national anthem in front of 12,000 people for the American Heart Association's Heart Walk. As an actress, she's made television appearances in Project Runway, Ed, and Law & Order, as well as several projects on the MTV network. Reflecting on her journey, Jen says, "I know where I came from, and this new album's Happy Sound is about putting things in the past and moving on." And we wish her best of luck with that. This is finishing out the show. This is Jen Summers with Get Better here on Idiosyncratic Transmissions. Hope you've enjoyed listening to the show as much as I've enjoyed putting it together for you, and have a great week.
You've been down, you've been lost, pinching pennies till they turn to dust. You're a fool, you're no good, is what they're saying in your neighborhood. But as the world rolls